האיש החפץ חיים. אוהב ימים, אוהב ושפתיך מדבר מרמה וסור נראה עשה טוב בקשלום ועוד והוא איי 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 מי האיש החפץ חיים.
הכנה לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson intends.
אנחנו חשבנו לעשות לפי טוויטר
של הרבה. We thought of doing preparation according to Rav Sweeter, but there isn't much, so Niv thought about something very important before the lesson, to awaken the hearts of the friends and to work on the connection, and out of that, to come to the lesson. We should always awaken the thing which is forgotten from the heart, which is the thing needed to correct the heart, which is love of friends, whose essence is to reach to love of others, and that is unpleasant to the heart, which is called self-love. Therefore, when there is an assembly of friends, they need to remember to pose the question, meaning that everyone should ask himself how much we have advanced in love of others and how many actions we've done in order to bring us an advancement in that matter. So now we wanted to ask a question, and we were discussing it yesterday or the day before yesterday during the holiday, that we have to think about the Congress, which awakening, which additional awakening we can suggest to awaken our hearts, something new, something internal in order to awaken the hearts. So the question is, what more can we do, or what can we do in general in order to awaken the friends' hearts so that it will touch their hearts? Yeah, yesterday, all day long, it hit me that we're actually connected, that we're in a place where the Creator dwells. And that place depends on our efforts. It is between our hearts. And it is a special tendency of each and every friend who received it from the Creator, and we should constantly sharpen it, enter deeper to awaken the hearts of the friends.
Yeah, all in all, to awaken the state in which we're all one unit, moving together like a flock of birds, that on the one hand I'm connected with each and everyone, on the other hand I'm influenced by everyone and I influence everyone else, and this both brings fear and great joy that the friends they complete, supplement what I can't, and that together we're like a body.
Although we're constantly advancing towards the love of friends, but Rabash writes that what we need to awaken is what is unpleasant to the heart, to the will to receive, and that is a problem. You can wash dishes at the kitchen, it's also unpleasant to the body, but what is unpleasant to the heart? They don't really let me see that.
And for that, we can act the next degree. Like the friend said, like a flock of birds, we sit together, everyone takes the responsibility to awaken the rest of friends by setting an example, from the joy that we have the possibility to act out the following degree.
And we have very powerful means. Now we are entering a lesson, studying the preface of to the wisdom of Kabbalah with the reforming light, and that is the strongest remedy that can raise us to that reality. Yesterday, all day long, we were talking about how we can feel the four bechinot of direct light. And all of a sudden, I started feeling that this is really our 10. And also, during the evening lesson, I wrote on the notes I took for myself from what I heard Rav said, and he kept saying that this whole reality is perceived in the 10, and there's nothing else except for this pattern in order to observe what we are now experiencing together.
So, let's unite on this lesson in front of the book with Rav, and pray so that this lesson in the 10 will give the Creator contentment.
And if the 10 really works well, a person wakes up in the morning without any senses, he's working in the field, no senses working, he's coming, he sits with the friends, and he's starting asking, who are these friends? So it's like a mirror when he wakes up, brushes teeth, and he has a mirror in front of him, and he says, well, okay, what do I have to do? I have to love them. How can I love them? I have 15 minutes before the lesson to soften the hearts, to feel something together, and all the articles of Rabash naturally come to you into this preparation.
And we should really be grateful for the present we got of being, of having some kind of contact with the Creator, and for this tent that allows us to be in contact with the Creator and learn what love is.
Yeah, to be grateful for having such a society, such a tent, and to remember that every one of the friends here is the greatest of the generation. He's a point in the heart. He's part of my soul. And to keep on going, keep on attacking, never let go, never give up on this uniqueness of everyone, and everyone annulling before the goal, to remember that everyone makes the greatest efforts possible.
Look
what Maor and Shemesh says. That the most important part of the gathering is for everyone to be united as one, asking one purpose, to find the Creator. That the Creator dwells among 10. And if there are more than 10, then of course there is a greater revelation of the Creator. And each should unite with his friend and hear from him something about serving the Creator and how to find him, and will be annulled towards his friend and his friend towards him, and so will everyone else. And when this is the intention of the gathering, then more than the cow wants to feed, then more than the calf wants to eat, the cow wants to feed, and the Creator brings himself closer to them in great mercy. and revealed mercy is drawn upon the Assembly of Israel. So really here, all the world clean together, wanting to take a step toward the Creator, and the Creator is taking a step towards us. And like in a tango, we act together, like in one body.
So the question remains a question. We can read, we can think of the friends, we can even pray. But what is the action by which we awaken the hearts, warm it up, open it up, and specifically in a place which is unpleasant to the heart? It still remains unclear to me.
I think that it's very hard for each to open his heart. But if he acts doing it towards the friends, then it's like a chain reaction.
And we don't have the keys to the hearts, but the Creator does. As if what feels to us as perhaps a distance between us, this is exactly the place that He gives us, this is exactly the area, the field that He gives us in order to come near Him. And this is His sign, this is how He calls us. The moment we feel a little bit of distance, that is the place to increase the prayer for the friends, and that He enjoys, and this is our whole work.
And in general, we have to learn from that revelation that the heart wants to enjoy this situation and ask of the Creator to rise above all of these contradictions. We're taught to be Kabbalists.
And here, faith in the sages, all the experience, all the greatness of the Creator comes into the picture, to be like a bulldog, never let go of, I have to love the friends. This is where we start from, this is the lowest degree.